This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. I'm Riley Smith. It's important for farmers and ranchers to speak up for a new farm bill. We'll have more from the American Farm Bureau Federation right after this.
With the combined voices of over 7,000 Iowa corn farmer members, including myself, the Iowa Corn Growers Association works to ensure agricultural policy issues are addressed at both the state and federal levels. ICGA policy development is a member-driven process that determines state and federal priorities each year. Issues begin at the grassroots level before being elevated to state at the grassroots summit and nationally at Commodity Classic. Ethanol taxes and trade are just a few of the issues Iowa corn growers are prioritizing in 2025. Join the conversation and let your voice be heard. Visit iowacorn.org to join today.
With no shortage of issues facing farmers and ranchers right now, the House Ag Committee recently heard testimony from a panel of producers. Alicia Schwertner, a Texas cotton farmer, said there was one important message she hoped to pass on to the committee.
The main thing that I wanted to get across to the House Ag Committee is just the urgency that there is from farmers and ranchers to pass an updated and a modernized farm bill, given the current market conditions that farmers and ranchers are under. It's so important that we have updated Title I policies and crop insurance policies that really enable farmers and ranchers to continue forward with their operations, and then the importance of trade negotiations for expanded markets for farmers and ranchers as well.
Schwertner said farmers and ranchers should remember the importance of reaching out to lawmakers as often as possible.
They're human too, and they're people, and they really don't know what problems they should be solving if we don't tell them. And if we're not telling them, they're going to hear the story from somebody else. And so who better to tell our story than us as farmers and ranchers? And so I just think it's important that we share the problems that we need them to solve firsthand so they get that information directly from the source.
A great starting point for getting into agricultural advocacy is by joining your local Farm Bureau.
All of our policies start at a local county level, and the best way to start getting involved is to reach out to your County Farm Bureau Board of Directors and find out if there's an opportunity for you to serve on the board, or at the very least, contribute to policies that are being developed at the county level that then make their way to the state level and then ultimately the national level.
Learn more at fb.org/join. You can find this story and more at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter to get those stories delivered to you every day. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.